When Oprah Winfrey featured Savor on her book club in 2010, she called it revolutionary, not because it offered another fad diet, but because it addressed the root cause of weight issues, mindlessness. In a world where two-thirds of Americans struggle with weight despite a $59 billion weight loss industry, this book stands apart by teaching not just what to eat, but how to eat. While most nutrition books focus on calories and portion sizes, Thich Nhat Hanh and Dr. Lillian Cheung offer a radical alternative, developing mindfulness, moment-to-moment awareness, as the key to sustainable weight management. This approach has garnered praise from health professionals and spiritual seekers alike, with celebrities like Emma Watson and Ariana Huffington incorporating its practices into their daily routines. The book's enduring popularity reflects our collective hunger, not just for physical nourishment, but for a more conscious relationship with food and our bodies. The Buddha's Four Noble Truths provide a perfect framework for addressing weight struggles. Just as a doctor diagnoses an illness, identifies its cause, confirms it can be treated, and prescribes a remedy, these ancient teachings apply remarkably well to modern weight challenges. The first noble truth acknowledges that being overweight causes suffering. Excess weight burdens every part of our body. Our knees ache with arthritis, our hearts labor harder, blood pressure rises, and breathing becomes difficult. Even being merely overweight increases risks of diabetes, cancer, gallstones, and infertility. The suffering extends beyond physical ailments to emotional pain from weight stigma, as those carrying excess weight face prejudice in schools, workplaces, and even doctors' offices. The second noble truth helps us identify the roots of our weight problem. Like the Buddhist concept of hungry ghosts, beings with tiny mouths, narrow necks, and distended bellies who can never satisfy their cravings, we often consume mindlessly without finding satisfaction. Our obesogenic society bombards us with unhealthy influences that disconnect us from our body's true needs. Food courts overwhelm our senses, leading to automatic eating regardless of hunger. The food industry deliberately creates high-salt, high-sugar, high-fat products that trigger dopamine release, making us crave more. Scientific studies confirm how mindless eating leads to overeating. People given large containers of stale popcorn ate 61% more than those with small containers. Our surroundings, from TV ads to fast food dollar menus to supermarket product placement, create barriers to mindful eating. When we eat on the run or dine out frequently, we disconnect from what our bodies truly need. The third noble truth assures us that reaching a healthy weight is possible. By confronting your weight problem directly rather than avoiding it, you've already begun the journey toward wellness. Remember, there was a time before you became overweight. Change is possible. Success requires believing in your capacity to transform unhealthy habits. Even amid suffering, you can acknowledge blessings already available to you while recognizing that further well-being is possible through right action. The fourth noble truth offers a concrete path forward through mindfulness. This isn't a temporary diet, but a sustainable way of living based on personal, realistic goals that accommodate your life's demands. Take small, achievable steps rather than attempting unrealistic changes that lead to failure cycles. Set realistic goals of losing 1 to 2 pounds weekly, establishing habits that last rather than pursuing rapid weight loss through fad diets. Let's experience mindfulness directly. Take an apple, wash it, and pause before biting. Ask yourself, am I truly enjoying this apple, or am I too preoccupied with other thoughts to experience its delights? Most of us mindlessly consume apples without appreciation, denying ourselves the simple pleasure they offer. To truly savor an apple, give it your complete attention. Don't eat while driving, walking, or reading. Be still. Focus and slow down to appreciate its sweetness, aroma, freshness, juiciness, and crispness. Examine the apple, its variety, color, texture, and smell. Smile at it. Take a slow bite and chew deliberately, 20 to 30 times per bite. Be conscious of your breathing while savoring the apple's nourishment. In these moments of full engagement, you become truly alive in the present. In our high-tech world, mindless eating has become the norm. We're constantly responding to external demands with less time for self-reflection. Even apples are now marketed as snackable, pre-sliced portions, promoting mindless consumption. Beyond pleasure, mindful apple eating benefits health. The fiber and antioxidants prevent heart disease and aid digestion, while the skin provides vitamin C and disease-fighting phytochemicals. Looking deeper, the apple represents the cosmos, connecting us to farmers, blossoms, earth, sunshine, clouds, and rain. It's an ambassador of the universe, nourishing both body and spirit. This awareness fosters gratitude for food and connection to nature, making life more vibrant through mindfulness. When we look deeply at something, we discover the nutrients that have brought it into being and continue to sustain it. To attain well-being, we must care for both body and mind through mindfulness, addressing not just what we eat, but the underlying issues causing weight gain in the first place. Beyond the conventional scientific view of nutrients, proteins, fats, carbohydrates, Buddhist teaching identifies four types of nutriments that sustain our existence. The first is edible food and drink, what we physically consume. What we eat and drink profoundly affect our physical and mental well-being. In our complex modern food system, supermarkets offer tens of thousands of choices, many highly processed with sugar, salt, and refined carbohydrates. Mindfulness helps us see beyond deceptive packaging and nutritional claims to make truly healthy choices. The second nutriment is sense impressions, what we see, hear, taste, smell, touch, and think. Our daily sensory intake, from music that lifts our spirits to advertisements that trigger cravings, directly influences our behavior. Mass media particularly feeds our senses with images that water unwholesome seeds of craving and anxiety. Mindfulness serves as a shield against these harmful impressions, helping us filter what we consume through our senses so we're less likely to eat from negative emotions. The third nutriment is volition, our deepest desire that drives our daily actions and determines our personal aspirations. We must look deeply at what motivates us. Is it money, fame, power, or inner peace and living fully in the present moment? Our desires can lead toward happiness or suffering. Desire often underlies weight problems, whether it's craving tasty food, using eating to avoid difficult emotions, or prioritizing career advancement over physical activity. The fourth nutriment is consciousness, which stores all our experiences as seeds. We can nourish positive seeds in others through kindness and understanding, while avoiding watering seeds of hatred and anger. Transformation happens by looking deeply into our suffering to discover its causes and the nutrients that feed it. This relates directly to weight struggles. We must find the source of our desire to overeat, whether it's sadness or fear. By mindfully consuming all four nutrients, we can achieve peace, happiness, and healthier weight. The mind and body aren't separate entities. We need a holistic approach, addressing all aspects simultaneously. Previous weight loss efforts may have failed due to lacking this comprehensive perspective. The Buddha taught four foundations of mindfulness to help beings overcome suffering: body, feelings, mental formations, and objects of mind. Each area focuses on different objects of observation, yet all are interconnected. Central to each practice is understanding we aren't separate from the object of our mindfulness. As we observe bodily sensations or emotions, we simultaneously feel them. Mindfulness of the body involves becoming fully aware of our physical being. Through this practice, we restore the unity of body and mind that's often disrupted in weight issues. When people eat without hunger or beyond fullness due to cravings or emotional needs, when body and mind become one, calming the body naturally calms the mind. We can practice conscious breathing anywhere, while waiting, walking, sitting, or during daily activities. Through mindful observation, we can connect with each part of our body from head to toe, appreciating organs like our liver, heart, and lungs that work tirelessly for us. Many have negative feelings about their bodies due to weight, but mindful observation helps us recognize and thank our body for its faithful service. Mindfulness of feelings teaches us to cultivate awareness not just of what's wrong, but also what's right in our lives. Taking time to appreciate life's simple miracles, the blue sky, solid earth, singing birds, loved ones, nourishes our happiness. The Buddha taught that consciously bringing up positive feelings gives us strength to embrace painful ones. Rather than burying unpleasant feelings, we should breathe consciously and observe them. Breathing in, I know this unpleasant feeling has arisen. Breathing out, I know this feeling is present. This mindful observation prevents us from being swept away by our feelings. Instead of reaching for ice cream when anxious, we can pause, breathe, and embrace the anxiety with compassion. Mindfulness of the mind helps us recognize and name our mental formations accurately. When anger arises, we must approach it not as an enemy to be suppressed, but as a part of ourselves needing care. By mindfully observing our anger through conscious breathing, we create awareness that stands alongside the emotion rather than being consumed by it. This mindful observation acts like a gentle lamp illuminating our anger without judgment, like an older sister comforting her younger sibling. Mindfulness of objects of mind helps us recognize that no phenomenon exists independently, but arises from numerous interconnected conditions. The Buddha emphasized awareness of our internal formations, mental knots or fetters born from habit energies and misperceptions. These knots form from repeated behaviors, societal influences, and how we've learned to respond to sensory perceptions. The way to transform these afflictions is through mindful observation, bringing them into awareness through conscious breathing so we can recognize and understand their origins. This mindful observation acts like a gentle lamp illuminating our anger without judgment, like an older sister comforting her younger sibling. Mindfulness of objects of mind helps us recognize that no phenomenon exists independently, but arises from numerous interconnected conditions. The Buddha emphasized awareness of our internal formations, mental knots or fetters born from habit energies and misperceptions. These knots form from repeated behaviors, societal influences, and how we've learned to respond to sensory perceptions. The way to transform these afflictions is through mindful observation, bringing them into awareness through conscious breathing so we can recognize and understand their origins. This mindful observation acts like a gentle lamp illuminating our anger without judgment, like an older sister comforting her younger sibling. Mindful eating means being fully aware of each bite or sip, transforming a simple meal into a spiritual experience. It helps us appreciate the sensory delight of eating while becoming more conscious of what we consume. When we chew with complete focus, we connect to the earth, the farmer, and everyone who brought the food to our table. Food provides macronutrients, carbohydrates, proteins, and fats that fuel our activities and serve unique bodily functions. Despite conflicting diet book claims, the type of carbohydrates, proteins, and fats we choose matters more than their proportions in our diet. The healthiest carbohydrates come from whole grains, legumes, vegetables, and whole fruits, while the least healthy come from refined grains, sugary foods, and potatoes. Whole grains deserve special attention. Studies show people who eat 2 to 3 daily servings have 20 to 30% lower risk of heart disease and diabetes. Their benefits likely come from their special combination of nutrients, including fiber, folate, vitamin E, magnesium, and selenium, demonstrating how the whole truly exceeds the sum of its parts. For proteins, plant sources like beans, nuts, seeds, and whole grains offer fiber, vitamins, minerals, and healthy fats while being environmentally friendly. Among animal proteins, fish contains healthful fats, while chicken is relatively low in harmful fats. Red meat and full-fat dairy contain heart-harmful fats and may increase cancer risk while damaging the environment. Research comparing different diet approaches, low-fat, lower-carbohydrate, or Mediterranean style, shows people can lose weight with any strategy that reduces calorie intake. The key is finding a sustainable eating plan with foods you enjoy and securing social support for behavioral changes. A mindful diet should prioritize plant-based eating, which has been practiced in Asian cultures for thousands of years. Research shows diets rich in vegetables, fruits, whole grains, and healthy fats lower risk of heart disease and diabetes. Vegetarians and vegans typically weigh less and have lower blood pressure, cholesterol, and heart disease risk. The seven practices of mindful eating begin with honoring food through the five contemplations and engaging all six senses during meals. The third practice involves serving modest portions using plates no larger than 9 inches to avoid overeating and reduce waste. Fourth is savoring small bites and chewing thoroughly 20 to 40 times until food is liquefied, which improves digestion and taste appreciation. The fifth practice encourages eating slowly to recognize satisfaction before overeating, stopping at 80% full rather than completely full. The sixth practice advises against skipping meals, as hunger can lead to poor food choices. Finally, the seventh practice recommends a plant-based diet for both personal health and environmental benefits. Being active is one of life's miracles that connects us with our physical selves and our senses. Physical activity grounds us in the moment, becoming an anchor of mindfulness while offering a path toward weight loss. Despite knowing its benefits, many struggle to get enough exercise. Over half of American adults don't meet minimum activity requirements. Our bodies naturally yearn for movement, but modern sedentary lifestyles have suppressed this natural state. Exercise is nearly a magic potion for health and well-being. The 2008 Physical Activity Guidelines for Americans lists numerous benefits: lower risk of chronic conditions like diabetes, heart disease, high blood pressure, and certain cancers, improved mood and stress management, prevention of weight gain, and extended lifespan. Exercise also profoundly impacts brain function, even when begun later in life. Research shows that brisk walking for 3 hours weekly can halt the shrinkage of brain areas related to memory and cognition. For weight loss, aim for at least 5 hours of moderate physical activity weekly, building up gradually from an initial 2.5 hours. The most effective approach combines increased activity with calorie reduction, creating a 500 to 1,000 calorie daily deficit, roughly 1 to 2 pounds weekly weight loss. This might mean walking 3 miles, burning 300 calories, and cutting 200 calories from your diet. Maintaining weight loss requires continued physical activity, 200 to 300 minutes weekly, according to official guidelines. The National Weight Control Registry found successful weight maintainers averaged 60 to 75 minutes of moderate activity or 35 to 40 minutes of vigorous activity daily. Television has become our constant companion, with Americans averaging nearly 5 hours daily viewing. This sedentary behavior directly correlates with obesity rates. Studies show men watching 3+ hours and women watching 4+ hours daily were twice as likely to be obese as those watching under an hour. Even physically active people can't escape television's obesity risk. Adults and children should limit viewing to under 2 hours daily. The closer to zero, the better. Walking meditation is a powerful mindfulness practice that generates peace and freedom. The practice involves taking 2 or 3 steps for each breath while reciting specific phrases. I have arrived, I am home, in the here, in the now, I am solid, I am free, and in the ultimate, I dwell. By focusing attention on the contact between feet and ground, practitioners return to the present moment, the only place where true life exists. Mindful moving extends beyond walking to any physical activity you enjoy. Whether cycling, dancing, running, gardening, or practicing yoga, you can apply the same meditative principles. Though it may feel awkward initially, this approach will transform exercise into a meaningful experience that grounds you in the present moment, helping you connect with yourself and achieve your health goals. Now that we've explored how food and physical activity fit into mindfulness practice and our journey toward healthy weight, it's time to take a broader view of incorporating mindfulness into our lives. Mindfulness practice touches the stillness within, calming us so we can reconnect with our true self that's been camouflaged by our numbed, autopilot way of life. When free from automatic responses, we see things clearly, moment by moment, without judgment, becoming more attuned to our feelings, actions, and thoughts. The Mindful Living Plan integrates 3 pillars, in eating, in moving, and in breathing, into daily life. In mindful, nutritious eating, you focus not only on what you eat, but how you eat. With practice, you'll become more attuned to hunger and fullness cues, eating when hungry and stopping when full. You'll make nutritious, wise food choices good for both you and the planet. Though we may no longer work in fields like our ancestors, we have many opportunities to move our bodies daily. Physical activity is one of the best means of practicing mindfulness because it connects body, mind, and the present moment. Find a route or hallway to walk mindfully every day, at home, work, in a park, or around town. Put full attention on your feet contacting the ground, walking for the sake of walking, without a destination or to-do list. In-breathing involves every aspect of our lives. To instill more mindfulness into daily actions and sustain it as a way of life, try breathing meditations in action for various tasks and routines. Engaged mindfulness practice should be continuous throughout the day, keeping us fresh, peaceful, and protected from habit energy. Transform cooking from a chore into a sacred time for relaxation and nourishment. In our fast food culture, many have abandoned home cooking. Yet the process of selecting ingredients, preparing food, and enjoying your creation offers profound satisfaction. Before beginning meal preparation, breathe mindfully to connect with the joy of cooking and express gratitude for the wonderful foods available for your meal. Maintaining commitment requires recognizing your inherent resilience and resourcefulness. Your journey to healthier weight is lifelong, not temporary. When discouragement arises, use mindful breathing to return to present reality and embrace doubts with compassion. Remember, you have the capacity to overcome obstacles, possibly with support from family, friends, coworkers, and healthcare providers. Research shows that monitoring weight helps with both weight loss and maintenance. Recording eating and physical activity is strongly associated with weight control. Journaling helps you look deeply at your readiness and progress. Find your ideal time, morning for clarity or evening for reflection, to focus on your body, mind, and feelings. Research shows social support significantly impacts weight loss success, often more than specific diet composition. Studies reveal that weight loss increases when spouses participate in programs together and that obesity appears to spread through social networks, with friends potentially influencing weight more than spouses. The Buddhist concept of Sangha, a spiritual community of like-minded practitioners, emphasizes collective energy that sustains individual practice when willpower weakens. Our well-being and the world's well-being are mutually dependent. By practicing mindfulness and transforming unhealthy habits, our influence extends beyond our own bodies. When we adopt more plant-based diets and exercise regularly, we not only improve our health, but also indirectly help hungry children in underdeveloped countries and reduce global warming. Through mindful living, we create transformation at both individual and collective levels, improving our health and that of future generations. The concepts of self and other are merely conventional notions that often mislead us. In ordinary perception, we see things as independent, but looking deeply reveals interdependence. Like a table that depends on non-table elements, wood, earth, water, fire, air, space, and time, everything exists through interbeing. One thing depends on all other things, and what makes the all possible is the one. One is all, and all is one. True transformation begins within ourselves. To effectively change the world, we must first become solid and peaceful through our own mindful practice. Compassion is a boundless energy that moves us to act, but it must be paired with understanding. Even small mindful acts, like stepping aside to avoid crushing an ant, cultivate compassion. As individuals practicing mindfulness, we contribute to a shift in collective consciousness. Our interconnectedness manifests in countless ways, from global financial crises to pandemics that quickly cross borders. The principle, one contains all contains one, becomes evident when we mindfully observe anything in our lives. Even simple conveniences, like public transportation, exist only through countless others' efforts. Though many live with a scarcity mindset, focusing on accumulating wealth and security, this prevents us from seeing the wonders already surrounding us. Our ability to eat healthfully and stay physically active depends on support from multiple levels, from close relationships to broader environments. The Healthy Eating and Active Living Web illustrates how social environments, physical surroundings, and societal forces all influence our daily habits. Without safe neighborhoods with sidewalks and parks, physical activity becomes challenging. Similarly, living in food deserts without supermarkets limits access to fresh, nutritious foods. Though the challenges to healthy living seem overwhelming, with 1.6 billion overweight people worldwide, more than double the undernourished population, each of us can become an agent of change. Grassroots efforts by individuals have repeatedly transformed society. After losing her 13-year-old daughter to a drunk driver in 1980, Candace Leitner channeled her grief into founding Mothers Against Drunk Driving, MAD. What began as a small California organization grew into an international movement with over 400 chapters worldwide, ultimately changing alcohol policies across all 50 states. Living in a healthy, supportive environment is crucial for maintaining healthy weight. Begin creating change in your immediate surroundings, your home, workplace, and local community. Understand the external forces that have hindered your health goals rather than blaming yourself for past failures. As Thich Nhat Hanh advises, take one thing and do it very deeply and carefully, and you will be doing everything at the same time. Life is impermanent, giving us the choice between mindful living that brings peace and joy or unmindful existence leading to anxiety and suffering. The Buddha encouraged regular reflection on the five remembrances. We will grow old, experience ill health, die, be separated from loved ones, and our actions are our only true belongings. Savor your remaining time, each moment, breath, meal, relationship, and opportunity to maintain your well-being and that of our world. Integrate mindfulness into your daily life until it becomes habitual. This mindful existence is your true belonging and the essence of a meaningful, fulfilling life.